It's me, Frank Fontana. I hope you're doing well. Got a great show today, Dave Miranda. Good to see you, pal.
I know, and it's great weather, perfect topics.
It's beautiful out today.
And we're going to stick to the vintage
side. Is that what we're doing today?
A little bit of vintage, no?
A little vintage charm.
Yeah. Why not?
Listen, we're living in old homes, at least me and a bunch of people I'm working with right now. It's so appropriate.
For your TV show.
Oh, God. Dealing with these 100-and-something-year-old homes is crazy.
On the FYI Network.
Right.
I'm looking forward to that. Actually, I've been asked about your TV show, so people are definitely on top. Yeah, people are definitely interested
like
in the
whom?
Show.
Tell
around
me.
The station, we had a boat ride. I don't want to call it a party because it was during office hours.
I'm so bummed I missed it, too. When was that? That was Saturday?
No, that was on this past Thursday.
Yeah, see, I don't even know what day it is.
Yeah, with everything you're doing, we're working 9 days a week.
It really is. I mean, that's the truth. We just revealed our second home yesterday for the show, and we got some exciting news. We have an air date finally.
When is that?
Saturday, October 15th is going to be the debut of our new show, Downtown Shabby.
Downtown Shabby.
FYI Network.
All right. We got to share that on the WGN Radio.
Yeah, please.
Social media.
Yeah, we revealed our second home. I'm so excited. We're chomping down. We got six more to go. This Saturday will be our third home reveal. And it's so, I mean, these reveals are huge.
The first one was in the South Side. What about this one?
This one is in downtown LaGrange.
Okay.
It's a historic 1890 Victorian home that was featured in Architectural Digest. And it's like the talk of the town right now in LaGrange. Painted the exterior, the whole thing from inside and outside is just insane.
I can't wait to see it on TV then.
Yeah, we have to wait. October 15th, it's coming up. We got a great show lined up today. Speaking of homes and old homes, we're going to talk about how to take that vintage home and turn it into a modern delight, at least on the inside. And I'm excited to talk to president of Builder Supply Outlet, Tom Janke, is joining me. We were just chatting backstage here. Well, I guess we call it backstage. In our producer's office, a.k.a. backstage. Tom's a great guy, man. You're going to like him. You hear the commercials here on our station, but the reality is the guy's a cool dude, you know? Like, when you strip back all of the corporate stuff and, you know, we share a lot of similar stories and ways we got to where we're at. And we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about building stuff, too. But, you know, get to know the man behind Builder Supply Outlet.
And the big news as well. He's going to bring us the big news here on the Frank Fontana Show.
Huge news. Breaking today, right here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
How important is that, Dave? And we'll have an open call-in, too. You guys can talk to Tom if you have any questions about anything kitchen, bath-related, anything about your home, supplies, where to get them, best deals, what should you use, what shouldn't you use. That's what this show is all about. Help educate you guys and give you a platform to talk about all things home, lifestyle. Speaking of lifestyle, for those with new babies at home, like our old producer Ross Cochran, who's got his beautiful little daughter he's dealing with. Have you seen, was Ross on the cruise, by the way?
No, he was not.
Dope.
No.
Was Steve on the cruise, Cochran?
Cochran was.
Of course, he has to be. He was the captain of the ship, as a matter of fact. I heard he was sailing that bad boy.
Yes, he was breakdancing as well.
He was?
He was dancing, right?
Yeah, head spins?
No, he was just...
Just moving back and forth? You sure that wasn't the boat just rocking back and forth?
No, that was Cochran putting out some dance moves.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to see this. Anybody got video?
Yes, there's videos, actually.
Is it on the website?
Let me check. It should be because Shanae was recording and editing videos on Friday.
Why not? I mean, let's see. Let's post it. If you want to see Dave, if you want to see Steve Cochran shaking his moneymaker, Dave's going to make that happen for you, right, Dave? Oh, boy. Well, September is Baby Safety Month. That's how we transition from Steve Cochran to babies because he is a grandpapa now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Dana Holmes is joining us from she's the founder of Metro Moms Club and spokesperson for Brilliant Baby Products. And they got some really cool new products, that are U.S. Product Safety Commission approved. And if you're a new parent, you probably want to listen to this segment. Or if you're considering having a child, don't do it. I mean, Dave, don't say stuff like that.
Is that your inner self talking,
that
Frank?
Wasn't me.
Did you or were you thinking out loud?
I didn't say anything. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
What you're talking about.
I thought I heard something.
I know nothing. I know nothing what you speak of, Dave.
You hear voices?
Yeah. Hey, how is your Fiesta del Sol practice coming along?
Well, yesterday we had the show in the River Edge in Aurora.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It went great. We were with Sones de Mexico, the Mexican dance ensemble, the dance group Quetzalcoatl, where we're celebrating Fiestas Patrias, because September 16th is a Mexican Independence Day, but also in various other places they celebrate their independence. So we were having a big party with mariachi and tequila and you name it.
I love both of those.
Yeah, that combination is definitely
tequila
a party.
Tequila first, though, then mariachi. Then I could understand it better when I have the tequila.
You actually surprise me with the Spanish words you do. You actually do speak very good Spanish, and
Arroso.
You have not drank tequila, at least from what I see.
Not today. Last night I did. A little too much.
And a margarita? Or
no,
shots?
It was a little bit. I made my own thing. I did like a little bit of lime juice, a little bit of lemon, a little pomegranate. Very citrusy, but it was good. Did the job. And to pay homage to our vintage show here, you booked all sorts of vintagey guests, right? You got vintage trays designed by Laura Allswang. She takes on the challenge of reclaiming and repurposing old items to make cool trays out of them.
Yes.
Is she bringing some in the studio?
Yeah, she's bringing some samples.
Awesome. Cool. And my buddy John Marjorie is joining us. He's the flooring guy. He has a phenomenal business that installs all sorts of commercial, residential flooring. He's working with us on our TV show. He's done a bunch of jobs for us, and he's an expert in the world of flooring. So if you have some questions for John, if you're working on a project, you need to get the right glue, the right nails, the right material, John's going to be here to help answer those questions and talk about trends as well. And finally, a gal who makes vintage candles, owner of Ma and Pa's Candles or Candies?
It's Candies. Oh, typo?
Typo, it looks
yeah.
like here.
Candies.
Ma and Pa's Candy in Long Grove, Jody Grimaldi and Sue Fanara. They're both joining us?
Yeah, they're coming over to the studio. And these are the hard candies that...
Like what? Like, tell me, because...
Various candies. Oh, I don't even think I was born when they
like
were...
Suckers?
Started.
Like...
A little bit of a combination of candies and the talking points. Where are the talking points?
The real question is, are they bringing candy?
Yes, of course. We're going to get wired on candy.
Awesome.
Sugar high.
Awesome. I love it. So there you have it. It's a roundabout bag of crazy nut show going on today that Dave booked here, and it looks pretty good, and I'm excited to get started talking to Tom Janke right after this. Broadcasting live from the Allstate Studio here in downtown Chicago. It's a beautiful day outside. It's a beautiful day to be doing renovation projects. And joining me to my right is the president and owner of Builder Supply Outlet, Tom Janke. Tom, how are you? Can you hear me with those headphones? You can't hear me, huh? I wonder. Now can you hear me?
No.
I can hear you. Twist those little headphone thingies. Just plug those bad boys in. Or you could just take them off.
Ah.
There we go. We have light. Tom is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Frank.
Good to have you here, Tom.
Thank you. Now I can hear everything.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you coming down here. I know you're a busy guy.
But you know what? I love coming into the city, especially in a day like today. We better enjoy it because it's not going to last for a long time.
We don't talk of these things.
Oops.
We want an extended summer.
I'm all for it. If we can do it, I would love it.
Although I heard recently, you might be right, that it's not looking like a good winter.
You know, the Farmer's Almanac says it's going to be a nasty one, but you know what? Let's hope that they're wrong.
Are they always right?
Pretty much.
And how do they know this?
I have no idea. Moisture content.
History repeating itself?
Very well could be.
That's what I think.
We got spoiled last year. We had a pretty mild one. And it does make a difference in our business.
It does.
In your business and in mine.
Yeah. I mean, my business, I'm hoping that I'm going to be in Florida for 3 months. That's what I'm hoping.
I'm going to be in Broadview for 3 months.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Close enough.
That's all right.
So, Tom, I was telling the folks listening that we were chatting a little bit backstage here in our producer room and just kind of getting to know each other. And it sounds like we got a lot of stuff in common. And let's talk about how you started this company, Builder Supply Outlet. It's a really well-known place for folks to go and get home goods and you know, building supplies for their home, anything from doors, you know, flooring. Yeah, you got it all over there.
It's really a unique concept, and I wish I could take 100% of the credit for it, but I used to own a manufacturing company for about 30 years, and we sold it back in 2007, actually. I think it might, 2007.
What did you manufacture?
My brother and I owned a company called Oasis, which was was a leading Whirlpool bathtub manufacturer. We had three different plants, and you know, it just kind of rode its course. My brother rode off into blissful retirement. God bless his soul.
Yeah.
And I ended up signing a long-term contract and just found that after being self-employed for 30 years, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't work for somebody else. So a good friend of mine, one of my best friends down in Atlanta, had started a company called Builder Surplus. And just the concept was buying surplus building materials. His business was growing like a weed. He got another friend of ours to start one in Louisville. Subsequently, he's also got another one in Cincinnati. And I decided that, you know, my kids are here, so I wasn't going to move from the territory. So I decided to start it. And what a great time to start a business in 2008.
So to tell us, if I'd never heard of your store, never been in there, what am I going to experience when I walk through those doors?
Well, I can pretty much tell you that there isn't any store in the entire Chicagoland area like us. Kitchen and bath is our big forte.
Yeah.
You know, we are a big part of our business is a kitchen and bathroom, just because we stock a lot of vanities. But the really unique part about us is we're only a 5-category company. And I don't mean to downplay the matter.
No, I want to hear it. What are the 5 categories?
You've got kitchen and bath, countertops. You have flooring, and you know, millwork would include doors and trim. One of the things that makes us really unique is if somebody's looking for a door and they need a customized door, they'll go to the big box store. It could take 6 to 7 weeks, and then you know you do the little sign of the cross to make sure that it's okay when
right.
it comes in.
And most of the time it doesn't.
And most
right.
of the time it doesn't. We have our own millwork company. We have our own shop right there. We buy slab doors. We pre-hang them. That's how we stay relevant. We can offer high-end material at really, I'm not going to say bargain basement prices. But
great pricing.
Oh, my gosh. You'll save 40, 60%. Just a real quick idea is last Saturday, we sold a $15,000 front door for $4,100.
That's a great deal.
I mean, that was.
Now, how do you make that comparison? You're like looking at your like the highest competitor out there and say like this is what that door would have cost you, and this is what we could do. And when you say millwork, you're literally being able to replicate a finish, a look.
Well, what we did was 3 years ago, again to be relevant to the marketplace, we bought one of the biggest millwork companies in the in basically northern Illinois. So we bought them and we incorporated it into our store. So what we do is people come in and they want an entire house full of doors. We place the order. We send the doors back to – we have everything on site. And then where we're at, there's a lot of doors that you know people are doing basements. They're not standard mm-hmm. height doors.
Right.
We cut down doors. We customize doors. My guys, I will have to say they are amazing. They're probably some of the best craftsmen I've ever seen.
That's great. So like I was mentioning, I can come with you with a custom door design and you guys can fabricate that? Or
We can take you know a stock door and we can customize sometimes the trim on it. But most importantly, we can customize that size. And instead of waiting to 6-7 weeks and doing the sign of the cross, you can have it in 72 hours.
That's awesome.
So
at a fraction of the price.
At a fraction of the price. And, you know, right now we have 13,000 doors in stock.
Yeah.
So I got a few.
Now, you started this business back in the day. back in the worst time, you could open a home improvement store. And what do you actually bill yourself as? I mean, are you a home improvement store?
We're definitely a smaller scale big box store.
Got it.
But the difference with us is you won't be able to buy nails, screws, caulk.
It's a subsidiary product that would go along with it, yeah.
Right. We specialize in those 5 categories, but when we do it right. Again, to keep our relevance out there is we go and we go directly to factories, we design our own products, and then bring it in. We have a lot of inventory. We have 40,000 square foot showroom where we're at. We have an additional, I think in total, we have probably another 15,000 square feet just from
wow.
overstock.
That's a big thing, man. And you took this on, back in 2008, when the housing market crashed and all the construction pretty much stopped.
It was from our concept, it was a difficult thing to stay afloat those first couple of years. Trust me, if anybody didn't say it was a struggle, they would be lying. It was
right.
a big struggle, but you know what? We persevered through it. There was a lot of companies that went out of business, and we took advantage of that. Unfortunately for them, we bought them out. We bought their inventories out. So we were able to buy the product at a lower cost and offer it to people. And we have been seeing 25 to 30 to 40% growth every year.
That's fascinating. And I mean, in a way, you're helping those smaller companies who would have just really just died out and been stuck with all this inventory.
We kind of look at ourselves and call ourselves problem solvers. What we do is we go to big corporations. It could be Geldwin or it could be one of the other big manufacturers. They deal with the big box store. Big box store says, I'm no longer going to handle this SKU, this particular product. They're stuck with it because they had to have 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. Well, the beauty part about us is I just flew to New York earlier this year. A big stone company was liquidating out some of their stone flooring. I bought 75,000 feet and took it all into our store. A major sink manufacturer called us up and said, you know, we're closing out some sinks. They gave me a list that had 7,700 sinks on it.
Wow.
And they asked me, you know, look through the list and tell me what you want. And I said, why? Just, I want to buy it all. I bought 7,700
sinks. With things like that, we got to take a break here in a second. But do you roll the dice with that? I mean, is there
huge?
Huge, right?
Huge. But you know what? Our biggest thing is, and we do boast about it, is we never borrow any money. So that's what kept us in business all these years, is we didn't have debt and we buy big, but we're also able to share it with our other stores.
Sure, man. I love talking shop. Are you kidding me? I could sit here all day with you and talk about building and
supplies. What's better than building?
That's my world. I mean, design and build. That's what we do. And you got some big news, buddy. There's a new addition coming to Build a Supply Outlet, right? Or it's already happening.
It's already happening, and we've been advertising it for a while, but it's basically two words, the edge.
I was waiting for the drum roll. But the edge. So what is the edge?
We have been in the kitchen and bath industry since we opened in 2008. I've traveled all over the world and seen showrooms. I've spent a lot of time in the past year visiting various showrooms in Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, all the way down in Florida, just trying to get an idea of what I think works, what doesn't work. And within the Builder Supply Outlet, we've created our kitchen showroom. It's called The Edge.
Mm.
And it's a different concept than anywhere else that you're going to go. We have our wonderful kitchen displays. You're going to be able to pick out your kitchen. You'll be able to do your countertop, your backsplash tile, your flooring, your sink, your faucet, everything.
Turnkey.
It is absolute turnkey. The other thing that we're offering now is the install component. We have an independent company who happens to be, you know, very close friend of mine, and Mark was building million-dollar houses in Naperville, and obviously we know what happened in 2008.
Sure.
He's got 4 or 5 crews now just doing nothing but our installs.
I mean,
he can not only, you know, put in your kitchen, he can pop the top off of your house and put a second story if you want.
You know what I like about that, Tom, is that most companies like yours or competitors won't do that. They won't put their name behind a construction company to do the work. I mean, it's like a third party recommendation. It's like, oh, here, we're not going to take any responsibility. We're, you know, but you can call that guy. I like that you guys are actually standing behind somebody who
100%. I have nothing but the highest regard for them. Our customers come back to us and thank us. I keep telling Mark, I said, you know, sometimes you're just too inexpensive because everybody just loves them and raves about them, and they see some of the prices. But another concept of the Edge is when people walk into the Edge, they're greeted. Our designers are the best in the business. They're friendly. So what we've done is we've given them the experience of a high-end showroom where you sit in these chairs and you watch your kitchen come alive on 42-inch big screen TVs.
So they're like doing virtual design right in front of them.
It is.
That's awesome.
And people that are waiting to see the designers, they can get involved. My whole thing is engaging everybody.
Sure.
We have drinks. We have snacks. We have everything to make it comfortable, coloring books for the kids, whatever it might be. But it's a great atmosphere.
That's awesome. I love to hear that too. I mean, especially if you're taking account of the kids, because it's an experience. Shopping alone is tough, you know, especially when you're trying to pick out home goods for, you know, for or construction material. It's a daunting process. It's an expensive process. It's labor intensive at times. Time consuming is the biggest thing, to sit there and have somebody navigate this with you. I mean, it's part of what I do in my business as a design expert and a building design guy, you know, and I've been in many of these competitive stores where you just don't get that experience, you know.
No, you don't. And what we found,
let alone finding anybody to help you.
And I'm sorry to say, and I'm not saying it's, you know, it's not everywhere I've been, but the level of arrogance when you get into some of these really high-end showrooms,
yeah,
you'll never ever find that. I personally walk around the showroom to greet some of our customers. I even help them out. You know, I want to know that it's not some big corporation that's behind that people want to do it. I have a vested interest in everybody's kitchen that we do, and it's my name on the door, even though it's also my wife's too.
Yeah, which is probably more important. Yes. for you.
Absolutely.
And I like the fact you were mentioning off air that your grandson walks around, and he walks around like he owns this place. And
it's really kind of funny. Every once in a while, I have a 18-month-old grandson that comes in, and he's walking around the showroom greeting the people. But I also look at all of our staff, and I said, you know, you better be really nice to this kid, because this kid could be the heir apparent.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
You know, it's
give him a cookie here and there, you know, lollipop.
Absolutely. It's a real family-oriented, our employees are just, they're amazing. One of the things that we do also is, and to some people's dismay, I close on Sundays.
What?
I close on Sundays, because you know what? My employees have families too.
Good for you,
the
Tom.
Same way everybody else does. And you know what? We could sell a little more if we're open on Sundays, but you know what? To be honest with you, I really don't care.
Tom, that's awesome. And you know what? I pride you for that, because that is a big thing, because Sundays are typically a big like shopping day for those working during the week and who need to renovate a home and are looking for materials. So, I mean, that's huge that you put your employees first.
My employees come before the business, and when it comes down to Sundays, and I will not open.
There needs to be more guys like you in this business, man.
Yeah,
I mean that.
We're a dying breed.
Really, you are. I mean, it's become, like you said, so corporate and so, yeah, you know, manufactured. And it's,
everybody's looking for the numbers, numbers, numbers. We are growing like a weed. I mean, we're up 24% this year. I mean, yeah, after being up 40% last year.
Well, yeah. And you're a successful guy. You don't need to be doing this. I mean, you bought and sold companies. You've grown companies. And here you are. You made a choice to go back into the corporate world, so to speak, making your own, you know, way with this in a time in 2008 where it was crashing around you. And I believe personally that people like yourself persevere because you're good people, you know, and have some smart, you know, business savvy, you know, sides to you. But I do believe it comes from your core, man. You care about people.
Well, it comes from the core. But then also I looked at it when we sold the last business in 2008. Again, my brother went off to blissful retirement. And I looked at my wife and I said, I'm ready to retire. And she said, no, you're not.
So, I don't want you around the house. You're not going to be sitting around this house.
I have, right? Been married a long time, and I keep that way because I go to work every day, but I love what I do. And you know what? I'm in that store 6 days a week, and during the winter times, I work 7 days a week just visiting different places. So I'm a workaholic.
That's awesome, man. And I got to ask the question, what does your house look like, Tom? Is it pimped out with everything from Builder Supply Outlet, like to the nines, or is it the opposite?
To be very honest with you, it's nice, but it's not pimped out with everything. And the reason being is I'm trying to get my wife to downsize. We're empty nesters now. You know, we have the grandkids that come over, but all my kids are off and gone. We don't need all the space. I'd love to have a nice little small house with the coolest stuff in the world.
Right.
So for me, a one-bedroom, one-bath house with a 12-car garage, I'd be happy.
12-car garage. I love that. Have you seen these new, speaking of which, have you seen these new motor caves? Like there's, Iron Gate Motors out in Naperville. You ever hear of them?
Hear of them? I've got two friends that own places out there.
That's the new thing, man. Like you don't need a big house with tons of garage.
I would tell you one thing. I get it, but I don't get it. I mean,
I agree with you there too.
They are putting a fortune into these, but you know what?
They're man caves. They're playgrounds for
this is the ultimate man cave. My buddy just finished his not too long ago, and we were over there checking it out. I mean, he's got a second story. He's got a kitchen up there. I mean,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's incredible. And there was also going to be another one going over towards the Hinsdale area, and I don't know whatever happened with that, but it's an interesting concept.
Yeah, but I like the way you think, man. It's like downsize, have what you need, and then just kind of live life and experience life.
That's right, and you know what? And I don't need a lot because I basically spend between 60 and 70 hours a week working.
Yeah, you got a little man cave at the Builders Supply Outlet somewhere hidden?
My office.
The office, yeah.
Yeah. It's me and my Indian.
Your little wine cellar in there, too.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that I don't, but I do have the wine cellar.
We got to work on that. We got to work on it. See, even with your one bedroom, you're going to need a wine cellar.
Right, right.
So maybe trade out six of those 12 garages for maybe housing some of your wine collection.
I would love it. But you know what the problem is we continually drink it, so we have to keep replenishing it.
Yeah, so you can downsize. You're efficient all the way around.
Absolutely.
I like it, Tom. Tom Janke from Builder Supply Outlet, thank you so much. How can people get a hold of you, and where are the locations, and you know, any promos going on this week?
Oh, we have promos. If you go to our website at www.buildersupplyoutlet.com, you're going to see all the specials. We post specials every month. We also give people the opportunity for putting in their website and, or I'm sorry, putting in their email addresses. We do not blast it 40 different times a month. We send you one email. It's an update. You know, we just started importing tile from Brazil. So these are the type of updates that we have.
That's exciting stuff. I want to see this because you were mentioning it about this Brazilian tile. What does it look like? I mean, can you give it a little hint?
It's a 12 by 24 porcelain in some of these high definition colors. You know, the biggest thing is you might see this same type of porcelain in some of the other stores, but I'm about 35% less because I went to Brazil and we ended up, we imported directly. So it's not coming through
cutting
a middleman.
Cutting the middleman out. I love it.
We have about 300,000 feet of tile in stock.
Tom Janke's hanging around because he left off and leave me hanging with this Brazilian tile high definition bit, so I didn't want him to leave. So he's going to spend a few more minutes with us before news. Tom, tell me, you mentioned high definition, and we're getting texts and saying, what is this high definition thing you speak of when you talk tile?
Well, I tell you, you know, the old tile of yesteryear was your standard 12 by 12, and it was a beige or it was a white. And what they've done is look what they've done with TVs out there with high-definition TVs. Well, they're doing the same thing in flooring. This high-definition, we're carrying a new high-definition wood-look tile.
What does that mean, though, high-definition? Is it a printed?
It's basically a printed, but when you put it down, it is really hard to differentiate that from real wood. It is the color and the clarity and the graining is so incredible.
Is that graining and stuff done on like a CNC machine first, or is that just all the printed?
Oh, it's all the printed, and then be very honest with you, I really don't know the technique for manufacturing it. I just know the finished product is incredible. The big thing is we're one of the first ones to bring out the high definition. You don't find the high definition in the big box stores.
Mm-hmm. How does it wear?
Like iron. It's a porcelain tile. So when you take this high-definition tile and you give it, I believe it's called the 10% pattern, where you only overlap at 10%, you won't have a replication for like 100 feet.
I mean,
it's incredible. Actually, I'm rehabbing a house right now in St. Charles, and they put down the high-definition yesterday.
It's knocking it out of the park.
It is. Out of the park, way out of the park. It is the coolest stuff I've ever seen.
What are you seeing in terms of trends for walls right now?
You know, we just had a supplier in. My son, who handles all of the procurement of product and inventory management, just brought me in this. It's replicating the barn board siding. That is becoming a big trend. We saw it at the Home Builder Show in Vegas this past January, and I'm sure we're going to probably see a lot more of it. But we had several distributors that have been coming in showing us samples of it, and if you look at the effect of it, it's incredible.
Oh, I know.
Because you can't find the old barn board anymore.
No, it's a tough thing to find. I mean, folks, if you have any questions for Tom and or myself, 312-981-7200, we'd love you to be a part of the conversation if you want to hear about some of these products a little bit more, have questions about what you can get at Builder Supply Outlet. We're here to answer those questions. Back to the barnwood thing, I actually have real barnwood planks in my home, in my kitchen. I have an accent wall. And it's beautiful. I mean, everybody that walks into the kitchen, that's the first thing they do is go right to this wall, touch and feel, and like, oh my God, where did you get this? We actually had a supplier out of Canada who tore the barnwood down.
They reclaim it.
They reclaim it, and then mm-hmm. they package it, resell it. But that was a fleeting thing, and they actually, you know, stopped doing it for whatever reason. I think the import to America was too expensive. So we've been looking for local sources too. I know there's a company called All American Reclaim here, I think in Crystal Lake, that do a bang up job with it too. But that stuff can get expensive.
It can get horribly expensive.
And what I'm looking for is the manufactured, the knockoff of it, to look as good as that real stuff. Is what you're seeing looking that great?
It was all over the Home Builder Show. It's amazing what they have done.
Yeah.
You can never replicate it exactly, because mm-hmm. there's some variation in some of the things.
The weathering, I think, is the biggest thing. Yeah.
But they've done an incredible job in replication. And, you know, they're going to make it more affordable, and they'll be in an abundant supply, because, yeah. you know, there is not an infinite supply of
barns that are falling down.
Right. Right. So many of them have been taken down already.
Yeah, this is true. And you've seen a lot of color with it. You've seen like the old red barn, distressed reds. And
you are seeing the distressed reds, but gray.
Gray, yeah. That's what
everything,
we have, grayish brown.
Everything today, our kitchens are gray, our floorings are gray.
Gray's the new white.
You know, I hope it stays around for a long time, but, you know, white and the color biscuit is always going to be around. There's yeah. going to be mainstays.
Taupe. Taupe's always going to be around.
How about fresh green, harvest gold? That yeah. goes back into my day of yeah. from the bath industry.
Right. I'd like to forget those days.
Yeah.
And the salmon colored tile.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the little plastic 4x4 stick
outs. Yeah, I just did a gut at a bathroom that had all that plastic stuff on it on the south side. It was brutal.
Yeah, well, one of the new trends too is, you know, you talk about that tile in this house I'm doing. I've got a friend of mine that manufactures cultured marble, and he's also a huge granite fabricator. He's making these panels that look like granite, and it's actually, it's quarter-inch cultured marble, solid panel walls.
So like what, like a full slab?
It's
kind of
a
thing?
Full slab. Really? So there's no seam, there's no grout lines, nothing. I did this in a basement bathroom in my house, and now this rehab house I'm doing the upstairs and downstairs bath with this.
Very spa-like feel, right?
What it is, it gives you that granite look without the granite price, and you don't. I mean, right now, I mean, I've got showers with granite tiles in it, but then there's a grout component.
Yeah, I like that look. I'm doing that a lot on backsplashes for kitchens too. Instead of doing, you know, grouted tile or mosaic, I like the look of taking the countertop straight up into the back of the backsplash.
Oh, I have that at home, but I will tell you one thing that I can't quite grasp or get my head around is at the covering show, which is the big flooring show, some of this backsplash tile or some of the tile in the very odd shaped patterns of the 50s is coming back.
Really?
And I can't even describe what that pattern is.
Like that penny pattern?
Penny is
huge. Yeah.
Okay, I don't get it, but hey,
people
as long
are
as
buying
people
it.
Are buying it.
Let's keep supplying it.
And we have it.
And we got some calls coming in. Let's grab one from Sandy. Hey, Sandy, you're on with Frank and Tom.
Oh, hi, you guys. I have a quick question. I have seen a ceramic tile that looks like wood, and boy, does it. I love the look of it. And would that be a big mistake to put it in a bedroom for like resale value? Because I have a dog, and she has scratched sometimes some of my wood.
We lost Sandy here, but we can answer her question. What would you say to that?
Absolutely not. You could put that down into a bedroom. you're going to put that down, and obviously you're going to be putting some rugs down.
I agree with you, Tom. I mean, I think you could use it pretty much. You know, these days, those lines are blurred.
They're absolutely blurred. I mean, it's a growing trend. We're seeing people putting laminate into bedrooms,
yep.
Tile into bedrooms. I don't think that there's a limit of what you can do.
I agree. Tom Jenke, you're a wealth of information. We appreciate you coming on the show. The website is Builder Supply, no S on that, buildersupplyoutlet.com. They have their 40,000 square foot showroom located where?
We are just 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall in Broadview.
All right.
So we are 2 miles east of 294, 2 miles south of 290.
And you'll see Tom there. So just when you go there, say, "Hey, Tom, I heard you on Frank's show. I loved you."
I will be there except Sundays.
Respectful. My jam right here. Hey. Nice one, Dave. I like it.
Yeah, perfect for September, which is Baby Safety Month.
That's right. It is. It's September Baby Safety Month. This is the, the month where we talk about how it is important to be safe. The number one fact here is the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends parents place their baby on their back to sleep and monitor to be sure they don't roll over while swaddled. Tips like this and more, we're talking with... let's see here. Dana Holmes, the founder of Metro Moms Club, and she's a spokesperson for Brilliant Baby Products. Hey, Dana, thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's nice to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, so as a dad of two, my daughter is officially 2 years old, and my son is five. I am a self-admitted poor swaddler. I can't. I never got the swaddle down.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you, I have a almost 3-year-old as well, and swaddling was so hard for us. I think it really depends on your child. Some of them let you do it, but I'm going to talk to you first about Miracle Blanket because it's the number one pediatrician-recommended swaddle in the whole world, and this is the only swaddle that actually worked for us because my son could wiggle his way out of any swaddle, and this one he could not get out of, and he would sleep because if he could get out of it, as soon as his hand got out, he'd start crying. I don't know if that was your experience as well. But
let alone getting his hand in there. Right, exactly.
Yeah, well, yeah. So this one's really handy because it doesn't have any snaps or buttons or Velcro or zippers or anything like that. You just have to fold them into it, but they don't come out of it like the traditional swaddle.
Well, so I'm looking
really
at the
great. It's
the,
for birth to 14 months.
The back of the packaging has kind of a description of how it works, and there it looks like there's two like sleeve pockets where the arms can go into, and then it has a long side and a short side. And it looks pretty easy. Now, the old school way of swaddling, I mean, it was like wrapping a burrito.
So, yeah, I mean, this one kind of is too, but it just makes a little bit more sense the way that you fold it around the baby. But the other way is where you take this big square cloth and you fold it, and it's like origami.
And the whole concept, right, of swaddling is to make the baby feel as if they were still in the womb, right?
Exactly. So the comfort of being snuggled up like that and not really being able to move too much feels like they're still in the womb, and it really is really soothing to them. And so that's why swaddling is such a big deal. And it also really helps kids stay on their back, which helps prevent SIDS. And I'm sure you know sudden infant death syndrome is such a big topic right now because it's you never know how or when it's going to happen. Your baby, you know, you put them to bed and they just don't wake up sometimes, and that's terrifying.
Tragic,
and so it's really, really scary. And that's why the American Academy of Pediatricians has recommended that you put your baby on their back, because they found that there's a much lower risk of SIDS if you do that, and swaddling helps them stay in the right position. So
I agree. I like this product.
That works is great.
Miracle Blanket is the name of the product. I'm holding it right now. It's actually really smart. I wish they would. They had something like this when I had mine. I feel like my kids are like 30.
We'll have 30 another years. One. Yeah.
Don't say that. My wife is listening. We can't handle. I can't even handle another dog right now, let alone a child.
I feel you. I have one, so I know.
I got two.
I'm not ready for another.
I got two and a dog, and I need to be swaddled myself, I think. Really what it comes down to.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, they should make an adult swaddle, really. Now that we're on the topic,
for those really tough days.
Yeah, for those really, I just want my arms like almost like a crazy person suit, you know, like they just wrap me up, give me some Valium instead of a baby bottle. I want tequila and Valium in a bottle, and I'll go to sleep for 3 days. Sound good?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. I'll see what I can do.
See if the American Academy of Pediatrics can pull that one over. All right, so number two here is the U.S. Product Safety Commission recommends that parents buy toys that are age-appropriate and meet safety standards, which just happens all the time, that you see kids playing with things they really shouldn't. And I mean babies, by when I say kids.
And, well, the classic thing is everybody feels like, well, my kid's smart. Look, they can play with this. They're fine. And I'm guilty of that as well, but really, if you're ever going to leave your child to play with a toy for even a second, you should make sure that it's a toy that's age appropriate for them so that they don't swallow it, it doesn't get launched in their windpipe. There's so many issues that can happen from kids putting their toys in their mouth and swallowing them or ingesting things they shouldn't, like batteries and plastic
coins.
And coins.
Yeah, my cousin sent me an X-ray of his child, who was a baby at the time, swallowed a dime. And he thought it was awesome. He thought it was funny because I used to host a show called Design on a Dime. And he's like, hey, look. I was like, yeah, it's not too funny. But they ended up, he pooped it out. Got it through.
No way.
Yep, just kind of let it ride. And,
good for him.
Yeah, right, lucky. He got lucky, right?
He did get lucky. Things with magnets are so dangerous. And I mean, so you have to be really careful. And that's why I'm recommending for babies, you should really get something like the clutching toy with rainbow circles from HAVA USA, they make their wooden beads from a sustainable forest in Germany, and they color they're beautiful colors on these toys, but they're totally non-toxic, water-based stains, and they're strung together with a sturdy cord that's natural as well. And so if this is going in your baby's mouth, there's no way they're going to swallow it. There's no way it's going to have anything dangerous that goes into their mouth.
Like, I'm holding it right now, actually, and I'm putting it in my mouth as we speak. Hold on. Nope.
What does it taste like?
Can't swallow. It tastes pretty good. That all-natural wood has a nice little flavor to it. No, it's actually it's durable. I'm pulling on the elastic on it, and the way they smooth and sand the edges, I could see that this would be a fitting toy for a little teething baby.
Right. It's great from birth to 12 months. It's a great first toy, and it works with them all the way through grasping and teething. So it's a really great deal for $13.49. It's a great shower gift, too.
Certainly. That's from HABA USA, HABA USA. And then the last one here is, I like this one, and I may need one of these, too, the Baby Bum Brush.
This is great for keeping in a diaper bag or for changes when you're changing diapers on the go and you can't wash up properly, even at home if you're a little bit of a germaphobe, because what it is a diaper
paddle,
diaper
almost.
Cream paddle. Yeah, so you don't have to touch your kid's bum. That's why it's the Baby Bum Brush, and you can it actually applies diaper cream better than your hands, and it's totally clean. It comes with a bag that you can put it in if you're traveling, so if you use it, you don't have to get that goop anywhere else also, but it's made of 100% soft silicone, so it's really easy on the baby, and it's actually, a more efficient and effective diaper cream applicator than your hands, so.
Yeah, it looks like a mini spatula. It's got a nice little, I'm touching it now, I'm holding the product, just so you know. Mm-hmm. It feels good. I'm not going to apply this to my bum right now because there's somebody else in the studio.
They come in good colors, too.
They do. I like this blue. It's a beautiful blue. I'm sure they have a masculine and feminine color. Green one. This is cool.
Red,
I could see this on the fly. You don't want to, get a poop finger or anything like that, right? So you just use the paddle.
Yeah, exactly. If you're out at a park or I live in New York City, so you never know what kind of situation you're going to find yourself in.
Right.
You need to change diapers.
Better to have a baby bum brush than not in New York.
Yes, exactly.
Well, this is fun stuff. Dana, I appreciate it so much, you coming on the show. Go ahead.
We have one more thing I really want to talk about if you have a minute. I'm not sure.
We're actually running out of time, unfortunately, but we could post it on our WGN radio page. I believe it's the Zuby Car and Home Baby Monitor, which, let's take 30 seconds to talk about it, because my children are 5 and 2. My wife still uses the monitor.
Well, you should, because distracted driving is actually thought to be the cause of 80% of car crashes. And AAA found that babies make it 8 times harder to concentrate while driving, and toddlers and kids 4 times harder to drive. So it's not teenagers texting who are the big issue, it's parents. So The Zumbi is a monitor that fits right inside the head of these cute little plush animals that they come with, and you can attach it almost anywhere. So it's the most portable monitor on the market, and you can put it in the car, and you can watch through the little monitor while you're driving. You can stick it right by your steering wheel, so you can watch your kids without having to turn around, and you reduce your risk of getting in a car accident, which is a big deal.
Wow. This is, you know, I'm glad you actually forced me to talk about this, because my wife now is probably
really
listening, and now I'm going to have to get one of these. They're available at Bye Bye Baby. It's called the Zumbi Car and Home Baby Monitor. Oh, man, another monitor. We can't even go out. Like, does this thing have a good range on it?
It does. This is one of the only ones you'll need. So.
Okay, cool. Awesome. It's good stuff. Dana, thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in. Lots of folks there are thankful via text. We got a bunch of people saying this is great information. So good stuff. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you again soon, I hope.
Please do.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Well, that's right. It's time for Frank's Faves. This is where we talk about cool products that I've come across or Dave likes. And he says, hey, Frank, I like this. Make this a fave. And then we talk about it, right, Dave?
And you can use this product everywhere, at home, in the office, for decoration, anywhere, in the room even. Maybe.
Anywhere. Mm-hmm. Anywhere you want. Dave's in love with this product. Joining me in studio is Laura Wang, Alswang. I said Wang. Before I said Alswag, but then it was a typo. It was Alswang. So Laura Alswang is joining me from De-Stressed. That's De-Stressed. You can visit her on Facebook at facebook.com/D, the letter D, stressed. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You're just like, this is insane. What am I doing here? What's going on?
I love it.
What's so De-Stressed fun. All about?
So De-Stress is a company I started about 10 years ago. And I just love to upcycle, you know, the term upcycle,
nice,
as opposed to recycle.
Or repurposing.
Right. Just making old things into something new and better.
Yeah. So what got you on the kick?
So I started painting furniture about 10 years ago. As a hobby,
tough hobby right there.
Yeah. Well, a tougher hobby. I was a lawyer.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I think painting furniture is much better.
Yeah. So I gave that up and started painting furniture for friends just to.
The pay equivalent to the.
It
is?
Was.
Really? You doing pro bono work?
Yeah, exactly. What I was doing? Exactly. I just started doing that as a hobby. I loved it. I'd find things, kind of paint them. Friends would hire me, you know, not even hire me. I'd volunteer to do things.
Yeah.
And then people started saying, you know, I'm not going to let you do this.
Yeah, so maybe I should pay you for that 7 hours you worked
exactly.
on my chair.
Exactly. So people, I started as a business. And
that's
then,
cool.
I had, I have a nephew who told me that a good business model would be to create a product that then I could market, something smaller than my furniture that could connect people to my furniture, since it's hard to tote around big pieces of furniture.
Sure.
So then I
and you don't. Do you have retail space or you?
I don't. I work out of my house. My trays have been in a few stores, but in terms of my furniture, I'm still. I do a lot of custom stuff. That's like my favorite. So I'm basically in other people's homes for the most part.
So it's like somebody calls you up and says, "Hey, I got this piece from my grandmother. I absolutely loved it, but it's kind of added style, added date. Can you bring it to life for
my
me again?
My favorite.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah, love it.
Do you do all the reupholstering yourself?
I don't do so much. I can do like basic reupholstering stuff. I have a great reupholster, so I can hook people up with that.
I always find like the
it.
Piping. I like reupholstering too, but like the piping and all stuff, it gets
haven't
tricky.
That
and,
yet. Yeah. I do a lot of buffets, dressers, desks, things like that people have.
Well, and you mentioned your keynote product here that connects you with the masses are these trays. Tell me about them.
So the trays are all upcycled out of vintage frames and vintage hardware. They have glass on them to protect them. The frames are, the fabrics are not vintage per se. They're vintage inspired. It's hard to get vintage fabrics that are in good enough condition or large pieces. If I can, I certainly do. And then they're upcycled into trays for vanities, buffets, ottomans.
Very cool. I like the vintage handles. Where do you find all your poles and stuff?
So the hardware I primarily get, there's two women on Etsy that I love who specialize in vintage hardware. There's also, I go to King County Flea Market, Elkhorn in Wisconsin. I love those places. And there's bins of rusty old.
You just got to have the time and wherewithal to go through. A good pair of gloves to sift through all the stuff to find it.
Yeah, I
like
love
it.
That.
That's gorgeous. I love that one pattern you got going on there.
Thanks.
With that fabric.
Yeah.
Can I see a couple of the other ones? I like
of
the round
course.
One as well. Those are great. We'll post pictures of these on our Facebook page at WGN Radio as well, so you can see all the fun stuff I'm looking at right now. Yeah. And these are, like you said, they're made out of old picture frames.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
You add some handles to them.
Yeah.
Take some beautiful fabric. Put a, you said a double-tempered glass?
Yeah,
in
double-strength glass. I've never had any problems. People use them for all kinds of things, serving or just displaying. You can beheat. I've had people use them for candles.
Oh, yeah, these would be perfect for, I could see this as a, it's got a beautiful damask pattern. Yeah. Put some multiple level candles on that. That's very, very nice.
And these are my favorite little birdies here. With
the round one is great. Now, was this an old mirror or something?
I think so, yeah. A lot of those were mirrors. It's funny because a lot of them, when I do shows, people will say, oh, my grandparents' picture was in that, you know, those old like tiger stripe frames. With, they used to have the convex glass on them.
This is great. And what do they retail for?
So they retail from about 120 to just over 200, like 220 for the big ones.
Wow.
So,
And you sell them online right now?
So I do. I primarily sell a little bit in stores. I do the one-of-a-kind show in Chicago, which is my favorite, the winter show, and I do a lot of business
there.
At the Mart? At the Merchandise Mart, yeah, first weekend of December.
I haven't been there in a while for the one-of-a-kind show.
So fun.
Yeah. Do you get a lot? Is it you sell on site there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
that's great.
And there's people just doing amazing stuff.
When's that happening this year?
I think it's the 2nd through the 5th, 2nd through the 5th, December. The very first week. Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't have my exact dates.
Yeah, no, that means people can Google it.
Yeah, they should Google it. It's a great holiday show, and people come ready to buy. They have their lists, and they're good to go, so it's great.
And you also make some jewelry, right?
I do. I also make cuffs out of leather and vintage findings for the pieces and the snaps on the back are covered with vintage buttons.
I love them. You brought
Thank
a couple
you.
Samples
yeah,
in. Very cool. Did. Very creative.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So let's give out that the web portal again is facebook.com/destressed. That's with a D, stressed. You can see. And all your stuff's available on Facebook as
well? Yeah. I do a lot of stuff on Facebook.
So are you on Etsy too?
I am. I have an Etsy shop.
What's that?
And that's destressed as well is my... Etsy site, sorry. And I do a lot on Instagram also. I post what I'm doing.
So, sweet. So follow Laura anywhere she goes. Laura, thank you so much. Appreciate
My pleasure.
It.
Thanks for having me on. It was
you
great.
Got it. Awesome. Hey, so Dave, usually when we come back from break, we usually put music on. Can you sing for us a little bit?
And it's not playing. Look, it shows that it's playing and it's not playing.
I see you hitting buttons over there, but can you sing for me a little bit? Just so I feel good.
A floor song, maybe?
Yeah, sing me a floor song, would you?
One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, floor.
Ba-dum-bum. Dave's here
all
week,
ladies
and gentlemen. If you want to hire Dave as your DJ, I don't recommend it. If you want to hire him as a comedian, I don't recommend it. But but as a salsa dancer, I would highly recommend it.
Anything that has to do with foot stomping.
Yes, foot stomping. He's very good at that. And he's a decent radio host, too. Anyways, we're giving the full spectrum of the home today on our show. We've talked everything from kitchen and bath. We've talked about child safety at home. Now we're going to switch our focus to the underfoot, the flooring world. And joining me is one of the best in the business, John Marjorie, friend and fellow worker. He's also a key critical part of our contracting team for our television show Downtown Shabby, coming to FYI Network October 15th in prime time. You can go to my website and you'll see the promo up there with the guys from Tiny House Nation. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Just so the folks know a little bit about you, you've been on the show once or twice before.
Yes.
Who are you, John?
I am a Italian American.
Yeah, I
grew
was
up
born
in Chicago,
right?
I like now residing in Joliet, Illinois.
He likes long walks on
That's
the beach.
Joliet, not Joliet. Joliet.
Why do people say Joliet?
I have no idea.
Really? Is that a thing?
I think most of the Southsiders say that.
I call it J-Town.
J-Town.
I like J-Town.
I like J-Town, too. J-Town.
But, yeah. I can't get into the Joliet.
I think that's it's a slang thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, so you just opened a new showroom, didn't you?
Yeah. In
Joliet? J-Town,
Joliet, yeah.
I'm going to say it now just to annoy you.
I know
the
you
whole
are.
Time.
I know. You shouldn't have did that.
No.
But, so, yeah, we got a showroom.
What's it called?
It's Interior Flooring Services. And we're looking to bring great deals to the people in the flooring business. In the trades, guys that are installing floors, we're selling supplies direct to them.
Yeah. So if I'm a flooring contractor out there and I'm looking for great deals, I mean, your place is it.
Yes.
So like glues, tacks.
Padding. Tapes, everything you can imagine for the supply business of installing floor covering.
Now, is it also open to the public?
Yes. We're open to the public. We open up at 5:30 a.m., to service the installers who got to get out there early.
Yeah.
And this is pretty much for the Joliet area, the Will County area. We're kind of missing that opportunity. We got to go outside of the area to get supplies and be inconvenienced and deal with the traffic and whatnot.
Because people don't want to drive all the way to the city.
No,
for the,
you got to go to suburbs.
Right.
You know. So I'm bringing it to Joliet, Will County area, so everybody
can
get their supplies from me.
And you just hooked up the showroom, right?
Yeah,
you got all sorts of tile and wood.
You got wood, carpet, tile, porcelain. We got some great closeout specials that we're selling for anywhere between $1 and $1.25 a foot. That ranges from $3 to $5 a foot.
Say what?
It's closeout, but you're not going to be able to get it again because it's discontinued. But
that's the way you get the deals.
Yeah, you get a good deal, and it's great material. And if you need it and you want it for a small bathroom, a foyer, you know, backsplash, whatever you need, as that goes.
And can people see the stuff online, or they have to come to the showroom?
Shortly, they'll be able to see it online. I'd like to see them in the showroom.
Yeah, so then say no. So you have to come see me at the showroom.
I want it to be convenient for people, but sooner or later, yes, we're trying to get it all up.
I like the idea of that surprise, though, John, where I can come to your place and be like, all right, I want to search for what's possibly a good deal. Like,
right.
I want to see things. I want to feel it and touch it.
I've got to have over 100 different styles that people can look for, you know, just a variety of great products.
Yeah. And you do, I love that you focus on eco and sustainable flooring.
Yes.
For vinyls, because vinyls are hot right now.
Very much so. You know, I'm distributing the Free Fit line.
Yeah.
We've put that in a few projects.
Yeah, right in our TV show. You installed two.
You know, it's a healthy floor for the installer. There's no harmful chemicals. It's antimicrobial.
Yeah.
It won't cup, shrink, swell. You know, if it gets water, you can shop vac it up and you can put it right back down after it's dried out.
Which, you know, if you're doing a basement right now, I mean, you would want to use no other flooring than that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's wonderful for basements.
Yeah, because John installed it into my basement at home. And first of all, the look, I have like a wide plank wood effect.
Yeah.
And nobody who's ever gone down there has said that's not real wood.
It's very hard to tell.
It's so hard to tell.
It is. It looks beautiful. It looks like real wood.
Yeah. And as you know, I had water damage and I had rug before.
That was the main reason we put it in your
place. That is. Right. Exactly. And that was probably the best solution that we've had, because we've had actually some seepage since you installed. And you know what? We pulled it up, cleaned it up, put it back down.
That's it. That's the beauty of that product.
Yeah. And what else are you guys carrying?
You know, my roots are carpet. You know, I grew up, my father installing for 45 years, my whole family, my son, many friends out there. You know, my background's installation, and carpet's the installation. So we...
don't mind Dave. He just hits buttons randomly. I don't know what he's doing.
He seems pretty nice.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
That's okay.
He gets a little trigger happy.
Carpet really is my background. And
what's going on in the world of carpet, though? Like,
there's so many beautiful carpets out there. Out there. I mean, really, for the residential world, you got to have a couple of comfortable rooms.
Yeah.
You can't have everything hard surfaced,
right?
So,
but are you seeing it go away than it has?
No, not at all.
Is it coming back?
Not at all. You have many people that like to mix it up. You're going to have a variety of flooring in your home, not too hodgepodge, but you're going to have some porcelain, some wood, and some carpet.
Yeah.
And you need to have that comfortable area, especially if you got children, you know, especially if you got staircases and stuff and children. But it is just nice to walk, you know,
on something soft and cushy.
Soft.
I agree.
Exactly.
We have a carpet on our stairs. We have carpet on our second floor. What are you seeing as like the hottest trends in carpet right now, in terms of looks, finishes?
You know, they're taking the Berbers that were very, very popular, and they're kind of, you know, tightening them up to make them look a little bit more modern.
Yeah. But I feel like the Berbers are tough, right?
Well, no. Well, the new ones are a lot softer.
Okay.
And like I said, they're like redesigning, you know, the look of them. So they're becoming more, you know, softer and tighter and a little bit more modern looking. So
that's
and the color selections, obviously the grays and the silvers and the tans and those colors are in and, you know, that's pretty much the basics of that. But
what about carpet tile? Are you doing a lot of carpet tile?
I do a lot of carpet tile. Sure. I've been doing it for years.
What's the pros and cons? Like why carpet tile
For me, there's no pros and cons to it. I mean, it's a separate product, and it's put in mostly commercial applications in your offices and law firms and, you know, businesses. But for homes, they're wonderful for basements. They don't really hold up to water just like any other carpet, but they're friendly when it comes to stains. Because you can actually stain one and pull it out and put another one in. So the carpet tiles are very, very stylish in many, many designs and sizes and shapes. So you really do get a variety of looks with carpet tiles. Yeah. And it's very popular today.
You bring a huge fan base with you, John. I mean, there's like 100 people lined up at the window here.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, how you doing? Good to see you.
Thanks.
Good to see you. Thanks for
coming. I didn't
know
you were so popular on the weekend. You get to
we have to have security outside. You know, there's lines of people out there trying to climb through these windows just to touch and feel.
I'm going to keep drinking my milk, and when I grow up, I'm going to be like you.
Oh, come on, John. You're too nice. Too kind.
We're bringing more here.
Yeah, this is what happens. When you come in, people want to see you, John.
Nice.
That's really what happens. Well, it's not me, it's you.
Hopefully that happens with the show, too.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's going to.
Everybody watching it.
We got big buzz going on right now in
the
downtown Chappie. You got commercials running constantly. The network executives are thrilled with the product. They're calling it a hit already, and it hasn't even hit the airwaves.
What's scary is I haven't seen it put together.
Either have I, John.
So I'm a little nervous at what's going to happen with that.
I'm not nervous about it. I mean, listen, for the scenes we've had together, I think they're super fun. I mean, we have great rapport, and I think you'll be great on camera. And I think the show itself is, I've seen little cuts of it here and there, and it moves. It's action-packed.
That's
it's
cool.
Drama. And, you know, we deal with a lot of old home issues. I mean, you're in there helping me put some of the stuff together. Yeah. And, you know, and for the listeners, we got a couple minutes left here. For the listeners at home, I mean, who have older homes, John, how do you deal with the unevenness, and how do you deal with like just the problems of laying floors in old homes? I mean, this is like one of the number one complaints we get is how do we fix
with
this?
All these old buildings, you better have a solution. You know, being in the business for 27 years, well, there's a lot of self-levelers out there that are just great products that you can do.
So is that really the solution, is using self-leveling compounds?
Self-levelings, yeah.
No matter how old, no matter what the surface is underneath?
Well, you're going to want to do some attention beneath if you have to remove some sleepers and whatnot and do the right thing to get things stable. But if you're trying to go over a surface that's, you know, rough, self-leveling products are out there, and they're wonderful.
Do you have to worry with the weight of self-leveling?
Like, depends on how many layers of flooring you have down, yes.
Yeah.
You should be concerned and not put too much weight.
Because if the floor is already buckling and bending and crooked, and you're adding more weight on top of that,
you're adding a problem.
You're adding a problem, right?
You really do need to remove the existing floors as much as you can down to the main substrate.
Jeez.
You know, that's ideal. It's the backbreaker of the industry.
It really is, because now you're talking about days of labor and time and money, right?
Yeah. That's why I want to say a special thanks to all you installers out there that are breaking your back every day and crawling around for cash, because it's tough.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? You're damn right, John. Hats off to all you guys out there that are busting your butt in the world of trades, and we're working with them every day, and it's not an easy thing.
No, it's tough.
Yeah. And yes, Dave?
Is this for original hardwood flooring as well? Because I heard that if you have original hardwood flooring, all you have to do is put two coats of varnish on it so they won't squeak. So it can make it hard?
You know, the squeaking really is
where did you read that from?
I was talking to somebody in the train one time, and they're like, oh, there's a squeaky floors. You have to just put two coatings of varnish or something just to make it hard enough.
Did he give you a business card?
Oh, no.
Right. was he drinking? Was it on the way back from a Cubs game?
Yeah, I think.
And right now that you're talking about this, I'm like, hey, right now is the time to clarify that.
Yeah,
well, no, I mean, that's a good question, though, Dave. How do you fix a squeaky floor? I get that all the time.
Well, you know, a lot of that has to do with the wood on wood. So the wood on wood, as it's moving and you're walking, is where you're going to get that noise, you know. So most floors had felt paper underneath there to stop that separation and create that. And if you don't have...
Well, I've heard tricks of, like, you know, putting screws into planks or...
You can go up and if you could see underneath, under the sleepers,
try to back screw it,
shim it and screw things in and get it tighter. But really, it's the wood rubbing on the wood.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, Dave, squeaking isn't bad. If you have young children who are trying to, like, sneak out at night, squeaking is your friend.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Not that I have to worry about that yet, but, John, you probably have experienced that before, right?
Yeah. I know nothing.
I know nothing. You do have a daughter who's...
I do.
...above teenage years, right?
Yeah. 24 years old, and she's in the military.
Yeah. And you had an older home, or you still have an old home, right?
Yes.
Did the squeaky floors work in your favor then?
No. No,
I need a bomb. She found a way.
I need a bomb.
You need a bomb.
I need a bomb.
Yeah, you're still working on that, huh?
Oh.
And the alarm system, front door, side door.
John, if you keep it going until next season, you could be one of our show hosts.
You know what? I'm just going to put it on pause and wait for that to happen.
Well,
my wife actually asked me, honey, I love you, by the way. Yeah, she's asked me about
that. Yeah, can't we just be on the show instead of working with the show people?
I'm so tired of waiting for you.
Yeah, I know. It's the whole shoemaker thing. Anyway, John, we're running out of time. Unfortunately, we could be chit-chatting about this all day long. Yes, where can people find more information about you and your company?
InteriorFlooringServices.com.
And then you have a phone number for the showroom?
You can call me, 815-557-4722, and my address is 714 East Jackson Street, Joliet, Illinois.
Is that your home address? Or your...
No, that's not the home address. Gonna...
All right.
The Frank Fontana Show. It's not just home improvement, it's life improvement.
That's right. And right now, we're about to improve your sugar rush, because we're talking vintage candies, and I'm so excited about it. We're talking with Sue Fanera, owner of Ma and Pa's Candy in Long Grove. If you're from Long Grove area, you probably know about it. Sue, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I mean, you come bearing gifts, and it's wonderful. You're bringing me back to a time as a kid looking at all these candies, and it's all about nostalgia, isn't it?
It is. It was funny to see your reaction, because that's what happens when people walk in the store. It brings them back to their childhood, and they start telling me stories about when they used to, you know, they remember this, and, you know, we decorate with antiques, so they remember, you know, that brings them back to, like, we have a washing machine, a ringer.
Oh, really?
And cream separator, so we, you know, we display in all these
to bring
antiques.
Back the visual, the taste and the
yeah, exactly.
Smart. Yeah. That's great marketing, by the way. How long have you guys been doing this?
36 years.
How'd you get in the business?
Well, we bought an existing business 36 years ago.
Yeah.
And so,
were you a candy-aholic?
Like... Actually, no. I didn't eat much candy as a kid.
Really?
Well, we couldn't afford it. No.
Yeah.
I'm old, you know.
How much was it back then?
Right. Exactly.
I mean, you're not that old. We're not talking like penny gumdrops and stuff, are we?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I'm 67. I shouldn't say that on air, should I?
You look 40-something.
Well, that's the candy.
It's the candy speaking, yes. And I need a whole bucket of that.
Right.
Returns the clock
yes.
back.
Yeah.
All right. So you've been doing this for how long now?
36.
36 mm-hmm. years. And who's your clientele?
Well, now I have the kids that used to come in when they were, you know, like 10, 12, bringing in their children. And then they'll say, I used to ride my bike up here and, you know, this is what I used to buy. And so then the kids, you know, because I have the candy the kids are eating today, too, the sours and the Jelly Bellies, you know, that are, you know, the different flavors, the Harry Potters. And
sure.
So they'll say, well, this is, you know, this is what I want, you know, Dad. And this is, you know, so I have grandparents, you know, just kind of a generational clientele.
How is the community of Long Grove? I've actually never been up there.
Well, you know, it's a little village that was created in the 1800s. And so the houses are turned into, they were old, you know, historical houses turned into businesses. So it's kind of
I know
of
them
nestled.
All too well.
Yeah, it's kind of, oh, you do, yes,
oh,
with your
yes.
show.
Oh, yes, oh my
yes.
gosh.
Yeah, we could probably.
And I live in them, so.
yeah. Right, yes.
And so where is Long Grove approximately?
It's about 30 miles northwest of downtown
Chicago. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And so because it's an older community, generations of families live in there.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
They all remember.
Well, you know, it's a farming community. So yeah. when we 36 years ago, it was all open spaces. You know, and now it's kind of built up all around us. So we have the Long Grove clientele, and we have the clientele that used to, you know, come travel. You know, because it's kind of like a little vacation to just
really?
Take a drive in the country.
Do they have little inns and guest quarters and that kind of stuff?
Yes, you know, not in the town, but around. You know, there is.
Because I'm looking for a little staycation
mm-hmm.
spot. That's, is it a good place to go
is.
Staycation at?
Yes, yes.
All right.
Yeah,
like
we have
it.
A festival coming up, Apple Fest. If
do you guys display at the fest? I mean, do you guys have booths there, or you?
I
it's
don't.
Actually right
I
in
stay,
town.
Yeah, I stay right in my store. But other people, they close off the street, and they have vendors come out, and they have, you know, entertainment and.
Yeah, I think we're actually going to have right Dave the Apple Fest folks coming on soon.
Yes, we will.
Oh, nice!
And they're going to bring samples of those awesome apples I was reading
apples
about.
Apples and donuts, mm-hmm. apple cider donuts.
Yes.
So, Sue, I got to ask you, as the queen of candy, of vintage candy.
Vintage candy.
What is your poison?
What is my poison? I have too many. I like the bullseyes, the caramels.
The bullseyes, mm-hmm. yeah.
And I like chocolate. And
me
this
too.
Cashew crunch is...
What are you waiting for? I'm
okay,
kind of like, open
okay.
that bad boy
open
up.
This,
yeah,
right?
Cashew crunch.
Cashew crunch.
Do you guys make the stuff yourselves?
You
or?
Know what? I don't make anything. That's why it tastes good.
It tastes better when somebody else makes it.
Somebody else makes it, right?
I just use your teeth, pull it open, go for it.
We need a scissors here.
I could probably help you out with that. Hold on. Oh, just happen to have a scissor right here. Huh. How about that?
Now, this is made by the Amish in Wisconsin.
We here in the Midwest actually have a good amount of, isn't Nestle based here and... or at least have factories
Chicago
here.
Chicago used to be the candy industry.
The Mecca.
And
would you like one?
No,
can I offer you some candy? Probably sick of it. So talk while I eat this.
Because you're going to crunch a little bit.
Yeah, because I'm going to crunch a little bit. I want to hear.
It's all natural.
You can all hear
it's
the crunch,
right? It's just butter.
Mm.
And more butter and cashews.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that?
I could bathe in this.
Right?
I could use it like soap and just rub it all over my
chest.
Fantastic. That's really good.
Yeah.
You know, before you were able to eat all this candy, and there was I didn't hear that much of, like, with my grandparents and my parents, diabetes and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. What do they make the candies different now, or why is there so much diabetes nowadays and all these sicknesses and, like, sweets? And before, I remember everybody would eat anything.
Everything in moderation, my friend.
Yeah, that's what my husband always says. Everything in moderation.
Right?
Yeah. I'm kind of one all or nothing. Once I start,
I binge.
Stop.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I mean, like this, I can eat a whole bag of.
That's me. I'm a binger. Right?
But then I won't touch it for like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'll do it. I'll go for it, and then I'm done.
You have a TV show, remember?
Yeah, take this away from me. Thank you, Dave. Okay. Appreciate it. Okay. This will be more for my kids.
Yeah. We sell these vintage boxes that kind of...
Oh, that's cool.
They go from the 50s to the 90s. And it, you know, has all the candies in there. It's a lot of times people do that for birthday parties.
And how do you feel like the shows on like Food Network and stuff that pay homage to the candy industry? Does that help your business?
It does. It does. You know, because people will see it and they'll come in and ask for certain candies. And you know, like you don't see like the vintage, the Mellow Cups, a bit of honey and Chuckles. You don't. You know, find those.
Shows like How It's Made.
How It's Made.
I love that show.
Yeah.
It's like one of my favorite. When they go into the candy factories, it's like I could sit there for hours and just watch that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Dentist must love you.
You know, I'll tell you a funny story about a dentist. He sent his...
he sent all their clients to you?
He did. He sent a client. He was getting all new bridge work. So he told him, go eat your heart out. He said, get the Mary Janes, get the bit of honey, get the squirrel nut zippers, all these really sticky. He says, loosen up your bridge work. So when you come, then you're done after that. So that's my
great
dentist story, yes.
I love that. Yeah. This is so fascinating. Do you guys have a website?
Yes, we do. It's mompascandy.com.
That's a great name, folks. If you're in the Long Grove area, please go stop and see Sue. Is your husband there as well?
No, my daughter's usually there on Saturdays. She has another job, but
nice.
She helps me out. And
I'd work for free for you.
I
work for candy.
You work for candy.
Go check them out, folks. They're in Long Grove. Sue, thank you so much for coming out.
Thank
this is fantastic. And thank you for the little treats.
You're
my kids
Enjoy.
Are going to love you for it.
Yeah.
My wife, I'm not too sure.
Might want to take out those candy cigarettes, though.
Yeah, exactly. We'll save those for the adults.
Right.